Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's quick review is Vast, The Crystal Caverns. This game is by David Somerville and Patrick Leader, and art by Kyle Farron, and this comes from Leader Games. This was a pretty successful Kickstarter and actually did really well on Gen Con this last year, and a lot of people really liked it. And what the game is an asymmetric game, which means that essentially, you can play multiple parts and be able to accomplish different goals and win at the same time. So the really cool thing about this game is that it's a dungeon diving game, and you can play multiple parts, of course, and you can play the knight, the goblins, the dragon, the thief. And the one thing that I thought was really cool about this game is that you can play as the cave. And I was pretty excited to, you know, be able to try to trap the other players in the cave, being the cave, and kind of being almost a sentient being as the cave. And I thought that was a pretty cool concept for that. So, of course, first impressions of the game. The game was, as I said, very successful on Kickstarter. And so they had high quality products. The box is good. The components are good. I really enjoy the artwork of it. Kyle Farron did a really cool job. I love the knight is actually a young woman and, has a really cool look to her, and the dragon, the goblins look awesome. And each person has their own individual, representative illustrated version of themselves. But then also the game comes with a meeple version of all the characters as well, which is kind of fun. So you could either play with the illustrated version where you can see it, or if you like the wood meeple fill in your hand and be able to move those around as well, that's pretty awesome as well. So now talking about playing the game, now when we busted the game out, the one thing about Vast which was kind of interesting is that every single person, so whether you're playing the knight, the goblin, or the dragon, and so forth, everyone has their own rule sheet. So everyone has a big, like, 2-page rule sheet on their character, and everyone almost plays by a different set of rules, and then you have, like, an overall governing rule base that helps you to be able to work in the same game mode. And it's really interesting because we're like, well, this seems kind of intimidating, trying to learn it. And it did have a learning curve to it, I'll have to admit. But after, you know, playing several rounds of it and getting going, we were able to figure it out. I know that my wife, Crystal, she played the knight, and it took her a few rounds, but she got the concept of it, and then she was able to just fly along, and then she, you know, started being pretty dominant in the game. I played the cave and had a lot of fun doing that, trying to trap her and my brother-in-law, who was playing the dragon. But ultimately, the dragon won. He was able to wake up and escape, which is his goal. And me as the cave, I couldn't trap him. And my wife, who was the knight, couldn't kill the dragon quick enough. And so that's how that worked out. So the game plays, you can even play by yourself, 1 to 5 players. And you can even play different characters each time. So say I wanted to be the goblins next time and my wife wanted to be the thief. Different variations. They have different modes and campaign modes for each kind of scenario that you can think of, so you're able to play multiple parts and be able to do it by yourself or with others. So Leader Games did a really good job on doing that. It takes about 60 to 90 minutes to play, and I would agree with that, as it says on the box. Maybe a little bit longer for first time playthrough, because you have to learn the rules, understand how the characters work, and everything like that. But ultimately, I had a blast playing this game. I just love the concept that you can play multiple characters and have different goals, but still win by trying to achieve different things. And Leader Games did a really good job with that, with Vast. And overall, I really enjoyed it. So what my viewpoints is on it is that I would actually give this a Sweet Kicks with Bricks recommends, because primarily for the reason that it was so different than anything that I have played that it made me want to play it more, if that makes sense. So it's just like, it wasn't necessarily the easiest thing to play or, you know, went very smoothly, but, you know, eventually it did. But because of the concept of just playing different characters and achieving different things made me want to play the game again. And anything that makes me want to play it again definitely gets a recommends from me. If I play it and then I'm just like, meh, you know, that's not necessarily one I would point out or want to pull off the shelf to play with my friends if I wanted to show them a game. But Vast is something definitely that I would pull off the game for my more seasoned friends that play board games. It's definitely not for the light of heart or for newbies to board games. You know, like I said, there's a little bit of learning curve there. But it was lots of fun. So this gets a Sweet Kicks with Bricks recommends. I definitely think you should go check out Vast, the Crystal Caverns by Leader Games. And as always, I remind you to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.